Hello everybody. Excuse me for my throat having a problem. I'm happy to be here today presenting this, especially because when I started off this work, I was not sure I will be able to complete it because a lot of information lacking on this crop, especially toward the physiology side. I've been trying to dig into literature and try to contact people who knows the crop better. I grew the crop in my backyard to understand it better, but did not have the instruments. So finally, I think we achieved something. Livang is sitting here, so he knows the story. I'm happy to see Booty also here, because the model crop grow is a gift from him to the world. So I think crop grow doesn't need an introduction, because it's basically developed by Booty and group for simulating legume crops to start with, and later it has been adapted to simulate many crops. when we wanted to simulate canola for simulating the production systems in the Great Plains, the question is, why to adapt a crop and simulate it? Why don't you start developing a new model by yourself? What happens in the, the physiology of any plant is concerned, the basic physiology remains the same across all the species. At least in the eukaryotes, it should remain the same. So once we have a robust model which represents the physiological process, we need only link the different plant metabolism and the process leading to growth and development to the environment. And in addition to that, how the plant store and convert the metabolites to, proteins, lipids, etc. So with that, we started off with Booty's crop grow model, and we developed a new model. I'm here. My name is Sasin Ren, and David is the experimentalist. He is also here. Livang and Laj is also should be here, but I don't see what is. You all know that canola is an important crop, especially for its edible purpose. Now, with its application for, as a potential feedstock in biodiesel industries, its use is increasing, and demand for its acreage is also increasing. And in addition to that, in the Central Great Plains region, it can be a potential crop for replacing the wheat fallow system with its all disadvantages and environmental effects. So it can either be a crop for filling the fallow, or it can replace the whole wheat fallow system. So you know the importance of agriculture system models. The experiments you conduct in the field, as somebody was mentioning, is a snapshot. Bruce was mentioning today. So snapshot of the thing you are expecting. So if you want the data you collect to be independent of the location, you have to model it. You have to look at it as a system. You collect data on all aspects of the system and try to, integrate and synthesize and try to develop a model and try to apply for other climates and locations. So we need a model that's adequately representing the physiology and crop growth, the other development process of the crop. A more mechanistic model, like, at least it should represent its response to the CO2 and temperature. So crop grow model is one thing that does the job. So in the literature, we can see in the past, people have tried to model the crop using series-based models. There are a couple of, at least in the literature, it's there, but the model is not existing. I tried to contact these people to get the model, but there was no response. So EPSIM, of course, have a canola model in place. And it has been widely used, but it's also more like series models. They have radiation use efficiency here. Yeah. In series model, it's radiation use efficiency based, but in EPSIM, we have water use efficiency and nitrogen use efficiency. And the limiting of these three is used for modeling photosynthesis. Kinnery has epic parameterized, is like the model he presented, it's yield index or the harvest index type model. But crop grow, as it has better response to the environment, CO2 especially, in terms of the climate change issue and temperature issue. So it's more important to have a better mechanistic model. In crop grow, you're looking at what is done in the crop grow. The Farquhar model, which it's basically, Farquhar imposed two limitations. One is RUBB regeneration and Rubisco kinetics. So in crop grow, what Bhutti has done is he assumed that the RUBB generation, regeneration, that is the efficiency of the linear electron transport and between the photosystems and the energy given to run the Calvin cycle, that's more important than Rubisco, because what Rubisco does is, the linear response when carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere is less, it becomes important to model Rubisco separately. But in the current conditions, the ambient carbon dioxide now it's around 380. We are more concerned about carbon dioxide concentration above the linear level. So it's adequate to assume that RUBB generation is the main factor which limits photosynthesis. In addition to that, Alagar Swami reported that the leaf level photosynthesis model in also the Crampy also I think he studied, both is able to simulate what Farquhar, the complete equations can simulate otherwise. So it kind of represents the biochemistry better. So with that, we chose the crop growth faba bean model for simulating canola. The main reason is because the canola, in terms of the physiological characteristics, especially in terms of cold tolerance, overwinter growth habits, it's more similar to faba bean. Notwithstanding that, we did not have a winter canola here. What we modeled is the spring canola. So the objective of the study was to model faba bean model, adapt the faba bean model for simulating canola within root zone water quality model 2 and desert model. Why these two models? We are not trying to compare these two models. To start with, crop grow is part of desert, and that has been removed, and it is linked with the root zone soil and nitrogen modules. So we would like to see whether the linkage is correct and it's working, the way it is otherwise supposed to work. So we have experiments conducted at Akron on weld silt loam soil. And in essence, we have 6 years of data, starting in 93, 94, 2005, and 6. 6 years for four irrigation treatments each in a year, 24 data sets with its replications. So we have variety Westar in 93 and 94, here Westar and Hiola. So coming to the data, you see that we have soil water measurements using the neutron probe. 15, 30, 60, going up to, I think, almost 180. Leaf area index has been estimated using the canopy analyzer. So you can see that it's not, the leaf removed and the conventional method. So there can be errors in the measurement. So there is biomass sampling. Kind of like biweekly measurements. Yeah. And in addition to the biomass measurement, we have grain yield at harvest, yield from soil water balance. Here we have precipitation and irrigation measurements, but there is no runoff and deep percolation. But in a semi-arid climate, you can always assume with a very low, very minimum slope, these two parameters are negligible. So in addition, we have daily weather data and phenology measurements at different stages. This is what I was mentioning about the linkage of the models. We have root zone here, soil, water, and nitrogen modules. We have crop grow in DSAT. Of course, the series modules and other modules also is linked to DSAT, root zone. And the new model is root zone water quality model 2, is the USDA ARS model. So the faba bean is the candidate crop. It's coming to the adaptation. To link the physiological response to the environment, there are a set of species type parameters. Ecotype is to group the species into common response to the environment, and their cultivar, how the different cultivars within a species differ. So if you can have all these parameters, one should be able to reasonably simulate any crop. So in the past, there are 10 plus crops simulated using crop grow. Sorry about this table, you may not be able to read it full, but the message I would like to get across is we have looked at each and every parameter, species parameter in the file, and tried to dig into literature and get information, guidance, to either get the values straight away or guidance for calibration. So we try to calibrate, and looking at the physiology, whatever change is needed, we are trying to do that. The ecotype parameters are also same, and cultivars. So we have three sets of parameters. And this is the flavor of how much change is there between faba bean and canola. So the vegetative stages, this is faba bean, this is canola. So there are differences between these two crops, and with these differences, it was able to simulate the crop. Coming to biomass simulations, this root zone here. The root zone and DSAT and the biomass simulations is visual. You can understand how much correspondence is there between these two crops. Between these two models. Both are able to simulate the crop well. Leaf area index I have from one model is reasonably, with all the uncertainty taken into account, reasonably simulate the leaf area index. Coming to the leaf level model of booty, when you take to the canopy level, we need scale it, that hedgerow photosynthesis, hedgerow light interception model needs plant height. So we are able to reasonably simulate the plant height as well. Grain yield is also reasonably well. And between the two models, it's only hardly 250 and 228 kg per hectare. The ET, with the assumptions, there is an estimate of ET here and simulated. It's reasonably well. Soil water also is not too bad. To conclude, we could simulate the crop reasonably well. But as I mentioned in the beginning, there are a lot of things missing in the literature, missing about the crop in the literature. We need more experiments to understand the crop as a system better. With the results we got, we assume that it's a potential tool for use for decision support for managing the crop. Further studies are needed. Or the validation of the model for different locations are needed to fine-tune the crop parameters we developed. Then for simulating winter canola, the main thing we need add is a vernalization component. Of course, we need modify the hardening and dehardening process as well. So with that, I come to.
Energy balance, this is version 4,
energy balance is not yet included.
The flag was off.
Pardon?
The flag was off for energy balance.
No, energy probably balance in, for, yeah, it's off and, I mean, it's not activated also.